This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1094, Five Signs That an Introvert Cares About You, by Amanda Gardner of introvertdear.com. Hello, everybody. Greg Audino, your host and narrator here. We are back for another edition of ORD, closing in on 1100, not a big deal. And in this one, we'll be looking at a post from Amanda Gardner, who is a contributor at introvertdear.com, which is one of the best online resources for introverts, hands down. She'll be sharing some common ways that an introvert might show their love. So let's give her work the floor, start this post now, and optimize your life. Five Signs That an Introvert Cares About You, by Amanda Gardner of introvertdear.com. Everyone has their own love language, which is their way of showing the people in their lives that they care deeply about them. These love languages are as varied and unique as the languages people speak from country to country. Even so, there are several actions which, when performed by someone with an introverted personality, should make you feel especially appreciative in the knowledge that they love you, so much so that they would go against their usual patterns of behavior. Here are five little signs that an introvert cares about you. Number 1. They accept your invitation. Introverts accept social invitations with caution, picking and choosing what's important to attend. So if they accepted yours, that should tell you something. You're important. They went out of their way to be there for you, to spend time with you, to celebrate your victories and joys. You invited them to a birthday party, a wedding shower. It might be loud, crowded, and generally uncomfortable for them. So the fact that they chose to come is a sign of deep affection. The fact that they willingly came to an event that they expected to be less than enjoyable, where they knew they would quickly become mentally and emotionally drained, is a selfless act of love directed towards you personally. It's not flowers or a paper-wrapped present topped with a bow. It's much more beautiful than that. Number 2. They call you and actually answer when you call. Many introverts don't like to speak on the phone unless they absolutely have to, perhaps even utilizing the wonderful tool that is the internet in order to take care of life's necessities, such as doctor's appointments and utility bills. Depending on each individual introvert's willingness to speak on the phone, taking your call or calling you on their own accord can also be a sign of affection. It's a sign that they actually enjoy speaking with you when they can, even if the phone isn't preferable to a face-to-face conversation. The more present and engaged an introvert is with you over the phone, the more likely it is that you are one of the lucky few who have gained admittance into the introvert's inner world. Number 3. They open up to you. Levels of comfort with sharing personal thoughts and feelings vary from introvert to introvert, but any introvert opening up to you is still a big deal. There's a level of trust that must be there, a feeling of comfort in speaking with you and allowing you into their world. It's allowing you to see them in a vulnerable state, without the walls, without the protection that comes with barriers. You have officially been allowed onto the bridge, past the moat, and into the castle that guards them. It means you have reached the position of trusted friend and ally, and every confidence is placed in you that what is shared will not be judged or shared with others. Such a trust is given by the introvert with ample consideration of the risks involved, and they have decided that you are worth the risk. Number 4. They put down their book. Books are not strictly the asylum of the introvert, but they are something that many introverts love and cherish for a plethora of reasons. Putting down their book to talk to you and giving you their undivided attention should be something appreciated for the full weight of what it means. they have come out of the world within the pages they hold, a world they have been blissfully enjoying, to grant you their time and let you know that what you need is a higher priority than their own rejuvenating pastimes. Reading is one activity that recharges the drained introvert. So putting down a book is akin to putting their recharge on pause. They have to put that recharge on hold to make sure that they are there for you when you need them. That their need to immerse themselves into wondrous literature does not result in their neglecting you. Number 5. They actually speak aloud words of affection to you. For an introvert to give a verbal affirmation that they care is just as significant as any of their wordless actions. They've thought about it. They've watched your behavior when they're around you and listened to what you say. They've learned who you are as a person, and they are fond of that person. Saying outright that you are important to them only happens after you've reached that point of trust and affection that grants you access into the introvert's inner world. As if to provide further explanation as to why you've been granted that access when few others have, they'll tell you, you have become important to them. They care about you. That declaration, coming with such consideration and depth as it does, is especially nice to hear. Again, every introvert will show their affection in different ways. These 5 indicators, though, are things that should make you feel quite special. They are things that go against the introvert's natural inclinations. More than that, they are things that are incredibly difficult for the most reclusive and silent of introverts, uncomfortable at times even for more sociable introverts. But they were willing to go through that difficulty, that discomfort, for you. As a dear friend, as a significant other, as a treasured relative, whatever the specific relationship the introvert has with you, the affection is there. And when an introvert cares about you, the results are spectacularly lovely. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Signs That an Introvert Cares About You, by Amanda Gardner of introvertdear.com. And thanks a lot to Amanda for enlightening us. I absolutely loved this one. And I really like how she started the article talking about love languages. Love languages are something that I believe to be so important. My only gripe with them is that we often fail to differentiate between the love languages through which we like to receive love and the love languages through which we like to give love. For example, you might love receiving words of affirmation, but when you express your love, maybe you feel more comfortable doing so through physical touch, if you have a hard time finding the words or articulating your love for your partner, maybe. Naturally, this pertains to introverts as well as extroverts. So, while this article has been a great ballpark for how we can usually expect to receive love from introverts, for the introverts that you care about, ask them how they'd like to receive your love right back. You might be surprised at what you hear, and I'm sure you will find that they're really appreciative of you just taking the time to even ask. Another one in the books, though, everybody. We have come to the end, but I thank you for joining me today. We're going to get right back on the horse tomorrow with a post from Christina Eden out of Core Living Essentials. It'll be a great Q&A from her site about what to do when we aren't living the life that others might think we should. So be sure to come on back for that one. I hope to see you there, where your optimal life awaits.